This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Two people, including a six-year-old girl, were killed in a row home fire this morning in North Philadelphia. This happened in Fair Hill. Two others, including a boy, are hurt. Let's go live to the neighborhood, get details from KYW's Tim Jimenez. Tim?
Yes, Ian, the fire is out. The smoke has cleared, but fire officials are still here on the scene. 4th Street, North 4th Street, near West Clearfield. Firefighters got to this row home in the middle of the block about 3:30 this morning. There were two people stuck on the porch, which is surrounded by white metal bars, and the firefighters were able to break them free, and they were fine. And then once they were able to get in the house, they learned that four people were trapped in the basement. So that was the goal, try to get them out. So you had the people trapped down there, including two children. According to officials, those two children were in a bathroom in the basement in an attempt to stay safe. Acting Executive Chief Daniel McCarty says firefighters did get to them, got all four people out of the house, but it was certainly a big challenge with a lot of stuff down there, possibly hoarding conditions and all that smoke.
There's no visibility down there for the firefighters. They're making access, looking for people also actively fighting this fire. So it was a lot of factors with this. But all in all, it was truly a tragedy, and it actively is, especially for this community.
Yeah, the six-year-old girl, according to the chief, died along with a 44-year-old woman. The other kid in there in the basement, a boy, is in extremely critical condition at the hospital. And a man in his 20s has smoke inhalation and is stable. And according to just some witnesses, he was able to talk to the folks who took him out. The cause of this fire, Ian, still under investigation. Plenty to go through. We don't know if there were working smoke alarms or not, or what the exact conditions were that caused this fire. But a lot being looked at here on this terrible morning here in Fair Hill.
A really sad situation all around. Tim Jimenez, thanks.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.